is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll really want this. A My Social Security account at socialsecurity.gov. You can estimate your future benefits and manage current benefits online. Millions of people have a My Social Security account. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
WMUC FM College Park, 801, and you're listening to Dave's Record Collection. Just a little past halftime here, 6 to 10 every Saturday evening. Hope everyone's enjoying the day. It's not too cold out there, not too warm. So just hope you enjoy it. Just hang in there, and we'll play some music for you tonight. Remembering David Allan Coe in the last set. David Allan Coe died earlier this week at the age of 86. And he was born in Akron, Ohio in 1939. And he died in Dallas, Texas on April 29th. 2026 at age 86, and great songwriter over the years, and made famous a song that Steve Goodman and John Prine wrote in a hotel room, and John Prine didn't want credit for it, but we'll go into a little detail on that one when I tell you that. But wrote a lot of great songs, and was a controversial yet very influential country artist over the years. And so here we go. I'll let you know what we've been listening to from David Allan Coe. We'll probably hear some more before the night's out. Mona Lisa Lost Her Smile from 16 Biggest Hits from David Allan Coe. From a collection called Heartworn Highways. It's a great movie that took place in the mid-70s. If you get a chance to check that out, it's great. David Allan Coe. I still sing the old songs. David Allan Coe along with Townes Van Zandt, Guy Clark. John Hiatt's in the bonus material. Steve Earle. Very young Steve Earle's in that picture. Just some great stuff. They did a newer one with some newer artists as well, but check that out. David Allan Coe with Tennessee Whiskey from this, that is the title track to that 1981 release. You Never Even Call Me By My Name, a song that Steve Goodman sent David Allan Coe, and he wrote back, you left out a lot of good stuff. If it's supposed to be the perfect country song, what about Mother Trucks? Dead Dogs Like Old Shep, Big Holiday Like Christmas. I think that's Steve's version, but anyway. And Trucks and Trains. So Steve added a verse to it. John Prine didn't want credit, so Steve gave him a Wurlitzer. And that's the story of that one. David Allan Coe with Willie Waylon and Me from Greatest Hits. And Three-Time Loser from Compass Point, and Heads or Tails from Compass Point. That's what we've been listening to this set. Let's get back into it. Jake Shimabukuro, along with Mick Fleetwood, up next on Dave's Record Collection. Jake was at Merlefest, and we're going to listen to that. A track from that. WMUC-FM College Park. This is Dave's Record Collection. Stay tuned. WMUC-FM College Park. This is Dave's Record Collection. Stay tuned. Queuing up another one. For a brief time, Dave Mason was in Fleetwood Mac, and this is from that album. Stay tuned.
Hold my mind Thank you. There's many ways to reach you, though you're far away. All the little things we do, the little things we say. I miss you like I miss the sun. I need you every day. As I turn round to look at you, and you look back my way. Thank you.
You're listening to the smooth sounds of Dave's Record Collection, only here on WMUC-FM, College Park. Stay tuned.
You
WMUC-FM College Park. Good evening. Albatross in the background. Peter Green's Splinter Group from Reaching the Cold 100. Originally a Fleetwood Mac tune that Peter Green composed. Dave Mason. Dave Mason left us last week. The age of 79. Just prior to what would have been his 80th birthday. Evidently just finished making a dinner with his wife. Went to sleep in his favorite chair and never woke up. So, great career, David. And a great guitar player, Dave Mason. He was born in Worcester, England. And died May 10th, 1946 is when he was born. He died the 19th of April, 2026, in Gardnerville, Nevada. And he was in America so long, he actually had an American accent. Started with Traffic, then went on from there. So we might hear a track or two before the night ends yet. If not, definitely future shows, Dave Mason. Let's let you know what we have been playing. Left off there with Dave Mason from his self-titled 1974 release, although not his first solo release. You Can't Take It With You When You Go. Derek and the Dominoes, from Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs, the 40th Anniversary Super Deluxe Edition. We heard Roll It Over, Dave Mason participating on that one. Vocals and guitar, I think. Look At You, Look At Me from Dave Mason's first solo album from 1970, Alone Together. Delaney and Bonnie doing Dave Mason tune, Only You Know When I Know from D&B Together, 1972 that came out. And Dave Mason, I know we didn't play this twice, so Look At You, Look At Me from Alone Together. And Fleetwood Mac, I Do. And that is from Time and the Dave Mason's stint with Fleetwood Mac on that album, along with Becca Bramlett, Delaney and Bonnie's daughter. That was in 95 that came out. Let's hear some more music on Dave's record collection. WMUC-FM College Park, I'm with you till 10 o'clock. Mortuary Mosh Pit at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Talk about it. I'm a little in the middle when it comes to love and hate. home late and you come home early. You come home big when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. What in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. I got a heart that burns with a fever, and I got a worried and a jealous mind. How can a love that'll last forever get left so far behind? What in the world come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run. A mighty mean and a dreadful sorrow. You cross the evil line today. How can you ask about tomorrow when we ain't got one word to say? Come over you, and what in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
I was new to the capital city, so perhaps that's why I was chosen to be given the map. Or perhaps it was because the place where I worked meant that I wasn't just some other jerk. Either way though, it was one day after lunch, a map in an envelope there with a bunch of mail and other stuff there at my desk, with my name in old cursive, no return address. The map of the capital city was clear, and a dot marked the spot where it said you are here. But an X marked another spot down a few blocks. So I got out my notebook and I took a walk. Of course there was nothing for me to expect, but I write for the paper, so I go where I'm led. And this lead, it led me to a boarded up space between a convenience store and a foot massage place. With my pocketed notebook, my flashlight and my teeth, I stooped to the ground and I crawled underneath, down into the dark till it swallowed me up. I crawled downwards and downwards towards I didn't know what, till after what felt like a mile, maybe more, the ground opened up into a vast marble floor. And a vast marble ceiling arched high and away, far up in the shadow where the real world lay. And there in the middle of the vast marble floor was a thing unlike anything I'd seen before. A rotating, spiraling mist made of lights that had something like wings made of something like eyes. And I knew I was there, because how could it not? And as it read my mind, I tasted its thoughts. And I felt every mask that I ever wore drop. And I knew in that moment, I was looking at God. But not the God I'd read about, or had been taught. Not some almighty, vengeful, beneficent God. This God had been humbled, or diminished, or both. And whatever it once was now tied to a post. And as I read its mind, or whatever it's called, it told me of how they'd locked it in a vault. It had come from a place far over the waves, before that a place that did not have a name. But like bread into body, water to wine, there were those who could use it to turn wrong to right. So they'd used it for all the things God is used for Second Amendments and new holy wars, and helping the strong so that they'll feed the weak, protecting the mighty that they might shepherd the meek. And when people get shot, and folks say that they care, they need something to go through, the thoughts and the prayers. So they had used it again and again, and with its moral authority each time they'd win. In a fear of escapes and in hopes just to keep the God to themselves, they had buried it deep. Still they feared it less than just some common ghost, and whatever it once was now tied to a post. And then came the letter, and then I arrived, looking down on the ground at the rope loosely tied. Oh, to have been trapped here for hundreds of years, fed on requests, watered with tears, when like all wild things it deserved to be free, to live on its own, and maybe then so could we. So the light burned my face as I worked out the knots, and the wind from the howling of wings was so hot, that I thought I might die till the rope fell away and I fell to the ground, and that's where I stayed. When I awoke in the darkness, alive and alone, the God once possessed neath the city had flown. So I picked up my flashlight and left as I came. Back out on the street, it had started to rain.
Stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. With the help of people like you, the National MS Society addresses the challenges of each person whose life is affected by MS and helps them stay connected to the great big moving world. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.